Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jasmine. How may I help you?
I'm just trying to figure out. I just have a charge on my card, and I'm trying to figure out what the charge is for.
Okay. Can I start by getting your zip code so that I can locate your account?
Sure. 08052.
And your name?
Dawn Franco.
Okay, hold on one moment while I try to locate it. You said your name is, can you repeat your name, please?
On D-A-W-N, Franco.
Okay. You said D or Z?
D, as in David.
Okay. So I do see that you have an account with us. Can you verify your address for security purposes?
Yeah, I can't wait to see what this account's for. 228 Spruce Avenue, Maple Shade, New Jersey.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so you was charged. Okay, you have the Wi-Fi booster.
It's just the thing, yeah. And I spoke to someone months ago and told them to take it off my bill. I bought the Wi-Fi booster and clicked on something. They signed me up for something I never agreed to click on.
Yes, ma'am. So, I see in your account that you was fully refunded the $49.97 for one. Yeah, you was charged.
And told me off of it. I wasn't doing this anymore.
Yes, ma'am. So you shouldn't have been charged anymore because.
Yeah. So, but it's pending on my card right now.
Okay, it's probably an old charge, but everything was declined and one on went through and you was fully refunded and then your account is canceled with us.
Okay, so why am I getting a message saying that, hold on, I'm on the wrong account, saying that it's on hold right now pending through my credit card.
I'm not sure. You're probably going to have to speak with your bank about that because on
my bank wouldn't put a charge through for something they have nothing to do. It's a bank card. So,
okay. What I'm saying is that on our end, you're not charged with anything. The last charge you got was in December and that was fully refunded.
Okay. So, right, and I don't see anything in here for January. Now I have to go back and look. But now I'm asking, so if I wasn't charged anything since December when I spoke to someone and they were supposed to take it off, then why is it showing up on my bank statement again?
I'm not sure, but I just know that on our end, you're not charged with anything. The last charge you got was December the 8th.
Well, not according to this. It's on here for January 3rd as well. And they charged me and took it out of my account.
Well, according to this right here, you was charged December the 8th, and that was $49.97, and then you was fully refunded for that.
When was I fully refunded?
You was fully refunded for that. Let me see. Are you sure that's not the charge that's... Is it pending as in, like, fully refund pending or pending as in charge pending?
No, it's a negative, which means it's coming out of my account. If it was positive, it would be in green. And that was January 3rd they took it out.
Okay, you was refunded December the 9th, 2021.
January 3rd they took it out again.
I'm not sure about that because I don't see that in here anywhere.
My sister-in-law, it might be under hers because I got her a Wi-Fi extender
Okay, do you want me to go back and check hers?
Yeah, probably because I used my credit card, so that's probably what it is because I told her that that would probably happen too. So I bet you if you go under my sister-in-law's account and her address, it's going to come up as this getting charged as well.
What's her zip code?
I bet you it's the same, 08052, because December 2nd they got me, and then December 2nd they charged me, January 3rd, and now, this aggravates me so bad. It's just such a flippin' scam. Anyway, go ahead. I'll just have to talk to my bank and get the money back then. So her name is Lisa Mogavero, 35 Lancy Road, Maple Shade. Hello?
Yes, I do see that. Can you verify her address?
I think it's 35 Lancy Road, Maple Shade.
Yes, ma'am.
And she's still getting charged?
Yes, that's what it is.
So that's what it is, and it's my card number, right? You could probably see the last four digits.
What's the last four?
Hold on, I'll tell you in a minute. I got to find my account info. Where am I at? 3240.
No, ma'am.
Nope, bank. That's my bank. Let me grab my card. One second. Hold on. One second. All right. I got you. Last four digits of the card is 6505.
Yes, ma'am. That's the card.
So that's what it is.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so can I get that account completely closed out and any kind of refund? Because, this is crazy. It was ridiculous. They sign you up for this stuff. You don't realize that you're signing up for this.
Okay, can you hold one moment, please?
Yeah. It's crazy. This is insane. So they got me for, I called it in December for mine. They got me for, fucking mad. It's pending right now. So this is February. They got me for January $50. They got me for December $50. Where am I at? $50 January 3rd. Sally's. Where else? December. I'm so fucking aggravated. It's such a scam. It's ridiculous.
Hello.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. So I can get that account canceled for you, but out of a courtesy, I can give you a 35% refund.
Okay, so if I take it to my bank, I can probably get it all refunded because this is ridiculous. You guys have been taking money out of my card for 3 months. I already canceled it once, and I tried to cancel that account when I called the first time, and she told me I couldn't do it. I had to call back with my sister-in-law calling back. So that's the reason it was never canceled when I canceled my first account. So now I'm paying $150 for service that at least $150. I don't even know if you got me before that for a service that I never signed up for. So if I take it to my bank and say it's a scam, they're probably going to refund me all my money. So why would I take your 35%?
Well, that's a dispute process, ma'am.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's what you guys are doing doesn't seem very illegal. You sign up for this to get a cheap Wi-Fi thing, and it signs you up for money coming out of your bank. How many other people aren't catching the fact that you guys are taking $50 out a month? It just took me 3 months to realize it. December, January, February. 3 months to realize that you guys just got me for $150.
Okay, and out of that what I can do for you, I can refund you 1 month, but I'm going to have to transfer you to a supervisor.
Okay, can you cancel that account first?
It's already canceled.
And then I'll talk to a supervisor.
It's already canceled.
Okay, so are they going to take out February's that's pending?
No.
Okay, I'll talk to a supervisor, and I'll probably go talk to my bank as well, but that's fine.
Okay, hold on, please.
Talking livid.
Yes, ma'am. I'm getting you transferred to supervisor.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer service. I'm transferring you to supervisor now.
Thank you.